The two heavenly messengers who had come with the Lord to visit Abraham went to Sodom to evidence the wickedness of the cities of the plain. They arrived there in the evening. Lot was sitting in the gateway of the town. When he saw the two men, he got up to meet them and bowed down with his face to the ground. "My lords," he said, "please turn aside to your servant's house and spend the night there." The angels refused at first, but Lot finally persuaded them to go with him, and he prepared a meal for them. Before the evening was out, all the men from every part of the city of Sodom, both young and old, surrounded the house, calling out to Lot to hand over the two strangers who had just arrived. As the laws of hospitality were sacred, Lot refused to do so. He went outside to reason with them, taking care to shut the door behind him. "No, my friends," he said, "don't do this wicked thing." Unable to appease them, he tried to bargain with the crowd. He offered to give them his two virgin daughters instead of his guests. "But don't do anything to these men," he pleaded, "for they have come under the protection of my roof." The folly of choosing Sodom to live in had corrupted Lot's moral and spiritual judgment in spite of his personal integrity. In a hopeless situation, he chose an incredible compromise rather than seeking help from God. But the Lord had not forsaken him. Then the crowd became threatening. "Get out of our way," they cried. "This fellow came here as an alien, and now he wants to play the judge. We'll treat you worse than them." Pushing Lot back, they moved forward to break down the door. But the two angels reached out, pulled Lot into the house, and shut the door. Then they struck the men outside, both young and old, with blindness. The two messengers then told Lot that God had sent them to destroy the town because of the wickedness of the inhabitants. "Whoever belongs to you here," they said, "sons-in-law, sons or daughters, get them out of this place." Lot went out to warn his daughters and sons-in-law who were living in the city. But his sons-in-law thought he was joking, and he was unable to persuade them to leave. When he returned, dawn was breaking. Then the angels urged Lot to leave at once with his wife and his two unmarried daughters. But Lot and his family still hesitated. So the two men took them by the hand and led them out of the city. One of them said, "Flee for your lives to the mountains. Don't look back, and don't stop anywhere in the plain, or you will be destroyed." But Lot was afraid he would not reach the mountains in time. "No, my lords, please," he answered. "There is a town near enough to flee to. It is only a little one. Please let me escape there. Isn't Zoar just a little place?" Zoar, which means small, was one of the five cities of the plain that the Lord was going to destroy. However, the angels granted him this last request. "Very well," said one of them, "I will not destroy the town you speak of. But hurry, because I cannot do anything until you reach it." The sun was rising when Lot entered Zoar. Then the Lord rained down burning sulphur on Sodom and Gomorrah and on the cities of the plain. Lot and his family were just reaching safety when Lot's wife stopped and looked back. Disobeying the angel's orders, she turned to look upon the city she was leaving and became a pillar of salt. Her body was suddenly coated over with a saline crust, which is characteristic of the Dead Sea area. Early the next morning, Abraham got up and returned to the place where he had stood before the Lord. He looked down and saw dense smoke, like smoke from a furnace, rising from the entire plain. For Abraham's sake, God had spared Lot and his family, but Lot had lost everything. He was afraid to stay in Zoar, so he settled in the mountains, living in a cave with his two daughters. His life ended miserably. His daughters, thinking they would never marry and have children, made their father drink wine so they could lie with him. The first night, the elder daughter lay with her father, and the following night the younger one slept with him. Lot, having drunk too much, was not even aware of this. So both daughters were with child by their father, and each gave birth to a son. The older one called her child Moab, which means from the father, and the younger one named her son Ben-Ammi, meaning son of my people. Their descendants were the Moabites and the Ammonites, two pagan nations that were often hostile to the people of Israel. Next episode, the birth of Isaac.